Welcome to Interview, where we are dedicated to helping people use their voice and successfully unifying our community by having meaningful conversations. Your story and your mental health matters. Today I'm here with Jaden Johnson, and he's going to be telling us a little bit about his life story and his perspectives on mental health. So, Jaden, tell me a little about yourself, your age, your major, jobs, hobbies, and anything else you find interesting.
I'm Jaden. I'm 22 years old. The current job that I have is I coach tennis, and I do landscape, as well as working at a restaurant. My concentration is in marketing, as I am currently going after my master's in business administration, and then a hobby of mine would have to be basketball, lifting weights, pickleball, reading, video games, you know, the whole spiel, the young adult would basically get into.
It's a lot of hobbies.
Yeah.
So what was life like growing up for you? What was your childhood?
So being born, I was born in South Carolina, lived there for like 4 years, and then I've just been on the move ever since then. I mean, starting off living in Georgia, I was in like the countryside for a couple years, and then finally moved to Metro Atlanta, and that's when like the real character development started. Like, you know, I was a new kid on the block. I had braids. I was chill though. Like, all my friends were just like, they were mean because, like, you know, in a rough neighborhood, rough area, yeah, like they don't really care about really what's going on. They just want to like do whatever they want to do.
Yeah,
there's no really like that much guidance. So, I mean, I was lucky to have a mom that was just so strong. And then plus having my dad in the picture a little bit, like, it gave me a sense of, like, originality for myself to really just stick to who I am, like what I like, not really follow the crowd.
Yeah. So would you say that there was not as strong of a sense of community when you were growing up?
I would say yes and no, because for yes, there was definitely, like, a time where, you know, if you needed something, you could call on someone that was nearby. But there was definitely a lot of conflict in my area. I mean, there was still gang violence. There was still gun violence. People were being robbed. Like, yeah, it wasn't really the nicest area. But, I mean, there was still, like, love. Like, you can still sense the love. You can still feel, like, you know, you can feel safe at some areas, but just not everywhere you go. I mean, from where I'm from, like, we knew where to go, like,
yeah,
especially you just know your environment and then you know how to act.
Yeah,
so it's like I wouldn't say the same for like if you a stranger. So
yeah, you know where to go, you know where not to go, you know who to hang out with and right, not to hang out with.
Right.
How did you get to where you are now? What achievements or accomplishments have you made for you to be a college athlete pursuing your master's degree?
I would say decision making. I mean, my mom she kind of laid the blueprint for me, seeing her get her master's, especially after having me and my siblings. So I just noticed that, like, the decisions that she made, how driven she was, like, kind of lit a fire in me, put a chip on my shoulder, and I kind of just, like, stayed focused. I knew that if I got everything I needed to do now, then there's no telling where I'd be in the future. So I'd say in high school, when I decided my junior year that I wanted to be a sports agent, and then I was on a tennis team, making varsity. That kind of like sparked a trail of just achievements after that. I started getting scholarship offers. And then I started winning. And I started getting noticed. I started getting official visits. So it kind of just steamrolled into where I am now. And I kind of have that confidence that I needed to be to where I am today.
Totally. Totally. I mean, once you start being successful in one thing, it like you said, lights a fire in yourself. You want to keep being successful in multiple other things.
Right.
With where you're at now, do you have any goals that are long-term or short-term that you would like to achieve? And, you know, what's kind of like your time frame with that? Do you have one?
As of now, I would say a short-term goal of mine is to for sure complete my master's program. And then from there, just I want to start traveling. I want to see the world for really what it can offer, because I started traveling around 14, 15 around the world, and I know that it's just, there's so many things that someone that like a multifaceted person could do, So I just want to see what the world has to offer.
Yeah. I mean, do you have any in place in particular that you want to go to?
I would say Spain, Argentina, Brazil are just some of the places that I would like to go to.
Spain and Argentina, I've heard, is beautiful.
Yeah, okay. So those seem very achievable. I mean, you're very driven. It seems like you're definitely on track to do those things. Can you describe some key values or morals that you have?
I'd say respect, honesty, integrity, and then I'd say just, I wouldn't necessarily say this is like a term, but just like keeping it pushing, just having one foot go in front of the other. Because, you know, things happen, everyone's going through something. So I think it's just, it's best to just keep moving forward.
Yeah, for sure. Just thriving, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you mentioned a little bit about how your mom has really pushed you to be the person that you are today. My next question is, what inspires you or motivates you? But it seems like your mom has done that a lot, or is there something else?
I would say my family. I mean, they have been a really great support system, especially for my mental health and just always being there for me after losing my siblings and then my father. So it was just more so them being there for me to pick me up when I feel like I'm like falling down.
Yeah.
They kind of just like always just pushed me forward and just showed me things that are achievable.
Yeah.
To put me to where I am today.
Yeah. It seems like they've done a very good job. So just to switch things around a little bit, what's kind of like a quote that you live by? Like, what's something that sticks in your head all the time?
Something that sticks in my head all the time. So this is like, it's not really a quote. It's really more of like a motto. It's like,
yeah,
keep it P, like keep it player. You know, you just gotta, sometimes you just gotta keep it P. Like you can't really like be too worried about stuff that's like uncontrollable. Like control the controllables. Life is gonna happen the way how it's supposed to happen for you. You know, like, I don't know. That's kind of how I see life, because I've been throwing some curveballs at a young age.
Yeah.
So it's like, keep it P.
So that's what that keep it player means.
Just
keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay internally motivated. Like,
yeah.
You know exactly what you want.
Yeah.
So go get what you want.
Self-motivation is definitely something that not everybody has, but it is one of the most important things that you can have.
In any aspect,
whether that's sports or your career or like
life in general,
right? Yeah. So what are some of your opinions regarding mental health?
I would say that mental health is important, but I feel like there's always something to like be studied. There's always something new that's evolving.
Mm-hmm.
As like, because we all have phones and we're all like, call it how it is, but we're all addicted to them. And I believe that once we realize that like a lot of stuff that we see is fake,
mm-hmm.
as a whole, then we can understand like how messed up some people's mental health really is, how the motivations that we see are kind of like just out of reality. It seems fake almost.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot to learn about it. Yeah. Still.
I feel like as a society, we've definitely made social media a lot more important in our lives than it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very easy to lose your sense of identity by always comparing yourself to other people that you see online.
I agree.
Because it's not reality. It's not true. Like, you're only seeing a very surface level version of people.
Right.
And so it's easy to compare yourself, and then when you start comparing yourself to other people, you don't progress your own life.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of just go backwards.
Yep.
So yeah, I completely agree with that. I mean, mental health is a relatively new subject that people have always known it's a thing, but it's getting talked about a lot more in broader terms in society than it ever has been. So yeah, I totally agree with that. Have you experienced, or do you know anybody who has experienced any mental health challenges?
I would say like I've had some friends who kind of just like have checked out Like, I had a friend that committed suicide my freshman year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And the way how it happened was kind of just, like, abrupt. Because this person was, like, the funniest person I knew. This was someone that I spent, like, countless hours over the video game with. And it was just, I seen him change as a person, like, the blink of an eye.
Mm-hmm.
Just the crowd he was in. It wasn't the kind of people that he should have been around.
Yeah.
Just because of the environment that we're in, I mean, that happens. Like, usually we just end up in the wrong place at the wrong time. You start sticking with the wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens like that sometimes.
Yeah.
And him committing suicide, like, the story about it was just, like, eerie. And it's something that's just, like, I don't know, it's always stuck with me. Because of just, like, it kind of made me grow up. In terms of just, like, taking things more serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because this is, we don't really know, like, what all went into why he killed himself.
Yeah.
All I know is that this person was literally always, like, walking around with a smile on his face.
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know. Things like that is kind of just, it shook me, but I still just stayed the course.
I can't speak for you, but it probably opened your eyes to a very first glimpse of how negatively people can be impacted regarding mental health.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, watching anybody that you know or just anybody in general commit suicide affects you for the rest of your life. I'm really sorry to hear that. I know that had to be very hard to go through. With that, what are some techniques that have helped you get through those challenges, or some techniques that you've seen other people use to get through their own mental health challenges?
Something that me and my cousin, we kind of have in common, like, my cousin is a professional basketball player right now, and something that we've always, like, figured out on our own was to do something every day that we do not want to do. Like, for him, he was, like, he's stern on running.
Mm.
Like, because that's the thing with me as well. I hate running.
Yeah.
So I have to run.
Yeah.
Like, it's something that I hate because I just don't like the feeling of it. It doesn't necessarily, like, it doesn't hurt. It's just, like, mentally something it just blocks me. Like, I don't want to do it. I want to make an excuse up for it.
Yeah.
So I try to do something that I don't want to do every day. I meditate. I just try to, like, breathe more, think about my breathing more. Mm-hmm. Those are just certain things that kind of help me just to keep my mind clear.
So does it help you kind of become more disciplined when you do stuff that you don't want to do?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe it's helped me make better decisions.
Yeah, for sure. Something like running or exercising, I mean, that's something that not a lot of people want to do, but it does teach you work ethic. It teaches you discipline. It teaches you, you know, just how to work on other aspects of your life as well.
Right.
So I feel like that's very important. Is there anything that you feel like is missing from the process of getting back on track with mental health? Like, should more resources be used, or should there be more kind of support programs, or how do you feel like it's being handled right now?
I believe it's being handled pretty well. It's just some people have to reach out. Because that's a barrier that some people don't really want to cross. I mean, honestly, personally, I've never been to therapy, like, on a serious note, like, actually, like, signing up for therapy.
Yeah.
It's just something that's been offered to me through the school and I've gone to,
yeah,
like, for, like, a week. But I've never, like, seriously sat down with someone and just told them everything that's on my mind, like,
yeah,
that's, like, qualified to, like, give me an answer.
Right.
So I think it's just really picking up and, like, asking for help.
Yeah.
Or asking for assistance.
Yeah. Your family or your friends or whoever wants to listen,
right,
really. I mean, I've found in some of my experience with therapy is that it can be very draining. It's not something that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that takes a lot of work to get through whatever you're getting through. I mean, it's not easy. It's much harder said than done. If you could help someone else who is experiencing any mental health issues right now, what advice would you give them?
I would say for them to not only just reach out for help, but to try and figure out internally what's wrong. Like, try mm-hmm. to, try to, like, sense what patterns is, like, that you're leading yourself in. Like, what decisions are you making that's making you feel this way? Like, try to figure out why you feel a certain way.
Yeah.
However way you can. I mean, if you feel sad, just, like, understand, like, where you're at in your space mm-hmm. that's making you feel sad. Like, if you're just stuck in your bed, probably try turning on a light or just figuring out a way to just, like, change, mm-hmm. to change how you feel.
Yeah.
I believe is a piece of advice I would give to someone.
It's just so easy to get in bad habits, and people don't know how to break them. Mm-hmm. So I definitely agree, just, you know, doing the simplest things to get yourself out of that behavior. Why do you think advocacy for mental health is important?
I believe that it's smart to, like, talk about how you feel. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you can really gain a sense of identity through just talking how you feel. Just for, like, right now, for example, like, I feel happy. Like, today was a good day, even though it was raining.
Yeah.
Today was still a good day for me, so I'm happy. Like,
yeah.
Just understanding how you feel, I believe, is a good first step to figuring out how to, like, attack mental health.
Yeah, for sure. The more awareness about it, the easier it can be to kind of control or to kind of... It's just about, you know, learning about yourself and what triggers you and then what you can do to form healthy habits that leads to good mental health. So is there anything else that you would like to share regarding your life story or any thoughts on mental health?
Well, I still feel like mental health is very important, but it's still a new subject for me. I mean, I'm still learning a lot about myself, about the people around me, people that I call friends, people that are my family. Like, I'm still learning so much about it. So
yeah,
I believe that everyone should just open their eyes and focus on what they're being, putting themselves into, like, all the situations that you put yourself into every day.
Yeah.
Like, just think about it.
Yeah. It's a never-ending cycle. It's a never-ending process. We keep evolving every day with new ways to achieve good mental health. So, yeah, I completely agree. It's something that is achievable, but you still kind of have to work for it. You kind of have to learn how to control it and handle it. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Jaden. That's going to be it for the interview. And we will see you guys next time.